This is GQDN for Tuesday, November 28th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/groupquest. And by swiftenergy.gg. Go get your stuff, then go to the checkout line, put in the promo code QUEST to get 25% off of your purchase. And by patreon.com/groupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Baldur's Gate news, some EA news, and somebody's leaving GTA. But today, we begin with GamesRadar.com, and the CEO of Silent Hill is defending his actions. In fact, the article is talking about Genovid Technologies, and he defended the game from the claims that were coming out that they were AI-generated scripts. So, here's what Jacob Novak did say on X. Quote, "Every word in Ascension was written by real people, many of whom have long-running careers in writing, including Telltale titles, Pixar titles, God of War Ragnarok, Resident Evil Village, and more. Across our 100,000-plus words, zero are authorized by LLMs or AI and are from dedicated work of a talented team." But Void Burger on X did say on X, quote, "Silent Hill Ascension is absolutely written by AI, and I cannot be convinced otherwise. This random NPC pops in, declares he's berry hunting, and he's seen weird stuff, and does not expound on it. Provides no information. Leaves for more berries. Goodbye forever, Berryman." So there are two sides to this story. Now, Eurogamer did say that there's going to be some layoffs. And what they said in UK time, 5:30 p.m., that the layoffs at Fish Labs have been confirmed. So Fish Labs did give a statement via the parent company, PlayOn, because they were restructuring the studio, and that did impact 50 position. Here's the quote. "Despite exhaustive efforts to avoid downsizing, the lack of approval and therefore financing the studio unannounced project, also referred as Project Black, has made this step unavoidable. The remaining team will continue to work on the existing co-development projects in partnership with the other PlayOn and Embracer Group studios. We understand the profound impact of this decision on our talented team at Fish Labs and are committed to handling this transition with the utmost respect and care. To support those affected, PlayOn is committed to providing comprehensive support, including severance packages, as well as help with career transition services." Now, according to PC Games N, Bethesda is now looking into the negative Starfield's reviews. So, Starfield was one of the most hyped games this year, and the only game that beat it out was Baldur's Gate 3. So Steam has its reviews out, and it's right about 6 out of 10 score, which is why it is valued as mixed on the Steam storefront. And the Steam sale did discount the game by 20%. Valve did calculate that the wave of recent reviews was also sitting in the amber, and that is meaning that Starfield's Steam page wasn't looking very good. Now, some people did criticize the game because of the loading screens, and the Bethesda developer, Falco Yamoka, did talk about it, saying, quote, "While there may be a loading screen in between fast traveling, just considering the amount of data for the expansive gameplay that is procedurally generated to load flawlessly in under 3 seconds, we believe that the shortcoming will not hinder our players from getting lost in the world we created." Now, Falco also did address some other concerns, like lifelessness on some of the Starfield planets, which will also have some general boredom. And some of those replies did come out there yesterday from Kraken, and Kraken did reuse some of the Falco's response as to what happened. So, that's an update what's going on in Starfield. But what's going on in Pokemon? Dot Esports did say Well, there's no bacon. No bacon. Sorry, Medros. Because players are complaining about the game because of the Lekont Pokestop showcases, and there is no rewards for it. Now, this is done because the showcases are in Asia and Australia, and that's where we're finding Lekknock showcases. But players did get to Reddit, and they were not happy. Here's a quote. Here in Queensland, the showcase finished 25 minutes ago, and despite winning 3 showcases, I haven't received anything as yet as a result. My medal progress also hasn't updated. So indeed, people are not happy. But do you think EA cares? Eurogamer did say that EA is working on some player voice characters in games. And that's what the patent does show. So there was a patent filed by EA, and it did show that the company was looking into ways to implement some player voiced characters into the games. Now, the patent was picked up by Viriali Gaming and was researched by Next Gen Player. And the patent was submitted back in 2020, but it was most recently made available to the public. So here's what some of that does read. Quote, a computer implemented method of generating speech, audio, and video game is provided. The method includes inputting into synthesizer module input data that represents speech content. Source acoustic features for the speech content in the voice of a source speaker are generated and are input, along with a speaker embedding associated with the player of video game into an acoustic feature encoder of voice converter. So yes, that's going on. Something else is going on. Cult of the Lamb is getting an update. Boy. And here's what they said on X. Call to Lamb on X. Announcing Sins of the Flesh, our next free major content update. Loyal cultists, your patience have not gone unseen. Coming very early next year, this update is packed with new features, stories, and more. In fact, another Twitter post. I'm very proud of this one. We will add sex to the game if we hit 300,000 followers by the end of the year. And they did. Yes, they did. In fact, one of the developers called Massive_CM did say on Steam, said, quote, don't worry, the sex update is more of a meme in the community. Once some people are really running with raising their eyebrows, the age rating hopefully won't change after this update, as we made sure content adheres to guidelines. Obviously, everyone is different, but I doubt you won't be able to play in front of your kids if you do already. Now, there's something you might not want to be, you might want to play in front of your kids there too. Well, for some of you, not all of you. PC Games N did say that Suicide Squad's Captain Boomerang has a new trailer to it. Now, I've not seen this yet, but I do plan to. In fact, I might do it while I edit the show, but it is now online. But PC Games N is disappointed about the short itself. Now, the trailer is about 44 seconds long, but they're saying that most of the time he's basically going after some Brainiac-controlled enemies. Now, Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League, does release on February 2nd, 2024. So if you're interested in the game, that's when it comes out. Now we get to 2 articles concerning Baldur's Gate 3. The first one comes from Dot Esports, and they're saying that the next physical release will come with some updates to it. Now, Michael Dos, the director at Larian Studios, did say that the physical Xbox Series X and S version of Baldur's Gate 3 will have the latest patch on the disc, and maybe the physical PlayStation version will have that as well. Now, they did hit their 4th major patch this past month, and they had to fix the issues with patch 5, which is scheduled for later this week, maybe today, but we shall see. So here's what Larian Studios did say about that. We're aiming to release patch 5 this week, which fixes the eternally active acts of thefts and violence causing slowdowns. Introduced in the previous patch, it also fixes Astorian's little kisses and more. Now, a very AFK, said about the whole thing on X, quote, "The Xbox retail version, which plays across three discs, will ship with patch 5 on disc, which is really good news. These things have lead times, as you know, working on the exact version for PlayStation 5. But that's not the only thing that's coming. Well, maybe. Because according to GamesRadar.com, the Baldur's Gate 3 players were begging for a DLC. Boy. In fact, Cell Disapproves on X did say, Baldur's Gate 3 could have just a Masquerade Ball quest as DLC, and I would pay like $30,000 for it. Now, in fact, there was another quote. There would be a scene where you blend in the crowd and dance with who you're romancing, and now I'm kicking my feet. That's what a Twitter user did say. Now, Kat Manning, which is the narrative director at Praxis, did say, quote, this could be a 2 to 4 hour experience, and I would pay $60 American for it. If all games with romances at a level DLC to dress up everyone pretty and go to a ball, I will always pay double-digit dollars for it. So people want it. People want a DLC. Let's see what they do. Well, and somebody left GTA 5, as well as Red Dead Redemption 2. Redemption. Nah, words are hard. I don't care. And they joined a former Rockstar co-founder in the new studio. Now, Dan Houser was one of the founders of Rockstar Games, and he left the company since it went to a brand new studio. Since he went to go form a brand new studio called Absurd Ventures. So, when he did that, Laszlo Jones said, you want to make a new studio? Let's go. So he left Rockstar and went with them. So here's what Stephen DiTullio did say on X. Longtime senior Rockstar developers are gathering at Absurd Ventures. The company, started by Rockstar co-founder Dan Houser, recently hired GTA VRDR to senior writer Michael Unsworth as its head of story. Laszlo Jones listed as a co-founder. So three people left and went to make their own studio. Very cool. And we hope that you are cool as well. And you don't have a cult like I. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2023. All rights are reserved. Little tongue-in-cheek, guys. Go play some games, people.